Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Friday, August 1st. We're here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. And once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we continue breaking down all things Chiefs.
BJ, before we do anything, you've talked and I've talked about the wear and tear on a quarterback in the NFL training camp, just how many throws they have to make. Enter Cole Krasnowski. He's helping you and me throughout training camp. He's been a great dude, and you have been tracking the throws that Alex Smith has made the last 3 days. What do we have?
Yep, the last 3 days, Alex Smith has thrown 472 throws total. First day, 137, then yesterday he bumped it up to 170, and then today finished it off with 165.
Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it. 470, now you played college baseball. What does an NFL quarterback face? I mean, you're doing one-on-ones, you're doing seven-on-seven, you're doing teamwork, you're warming up. That counts all the warm-up throws. He found an app, actually, a clicker app on his phone. That's amazing to me.
That's a lot of throws. And granted, baseball, obviously, it's a little lighter, you know, not quite as heavy. But, man, a football, that's a lot of wear and tear in your arm, like you said.
But anyway, I was excited about what I saw today because got amped up just a little bit today. It got me fired up.
Yeah, I know there's an area of practice or a drill of practice that you were itching to talk about. I know you were excited the second you saw that it was on the schedule today.
Well, and it kind of something led into it because it was running backs blocking linebackers. I love that drill. But then it got to coming out. The offense had the ball at their own 1 yard line, and I got to stand right by it. And I'm going to tell you, the blood was flowing through the body, through everybody on this roster, including Coach Reed. Now, he was fired up about it. And there were some awesome plays that came out of that. I'm going to give the defense the props first because Philip Gaines showed me today why he was a good draft pick out of Rice. He filled the gap and tackled Nile Davis. So filling the gap, or otherwise it would have been out the gate. And then another defensive play that I thought was good where they got a safety. The number one defense got a safety against the number twos. But let's talk about the offense because there were some really cool plays. Albert Wilson had a big-time play coming out when he caught a pass from Chase Daniel. But one of the biggest was 11 on a deep post play from his own one. Now, keep in mind, his back foot's in the back of the end zone and hit the Anthony Thomas on a deep post play. That little things fire me up. And then Cyrus Gray had a great run. I mean, he put on a juke move, then a second juke move, and that's the Cyrus Gray I saw at Texas A&M. He's playing with a lot of confidence. And then Nile Davis also had a couple of big plays coming out. There was a pass play to him, actually, from Chase Daniel that went for 95 yards. He gets tackled at the 4, but it would have been a 99-yard touchdown pass. So I'm telling you, that kind of stuff got me excited. I saw some good O-line play. D-line had their share of wins. But, I mean, Andy had him going. It was fun.
Yeah, I think when you talk about the Cyrus Gray play, there were some oohs and ahs coming from the crowd. That's got to be one of the top plays of training camp thus far. Another play that really sticks out to me, another guy that you mentioned, Albert Wilson. Quarterback scrambled to the outside, play broke down. He got to the outside, came back to the ball, made a nice leaping catch on the sideline. 8 keeps sticking out to me.
He does, and what's encouraging about that, go way back to the very first report we did here, because I talked about Alex Smith and his ability to extend plays. But remember what I said, that everybody has to extend the play. If you're a receiver, you got to keep playing, man, because even though the first part of the play breaks down, that doesn't mean the third part won't be there. And it just seems like Albert's got a propensity to do that. The thing that I like about Albert, too, and I mean, you know, he's a rookie, and we'll see how he does against Cincinnati, but it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's Thursday. It's not flash on Sunday, and then, we'll see it again Thursday. It's every day for him. I'm kind of fired up to see it.
And staying on the offensive side, one of the things that we've talked about here at training camp was how young the offensive line was last year. Mm. You know, the average age of the starting offensive line last year was 27.2 years old. For the Chiefs last year, it was 24.4. Over the last 2 days, the starting offensive line with the first team, granted, we haven't strapped it up, we haven't played a game yet, but the starting offensive line that's been out the last 2 days, 23.8 years old. Those position coaches along the offensive line, granted, there's talent there, but they've got some work to do.
We mentioned Rodney Hudson. You've talked about him, the leadership that he's showing, and it's a very natural thing for him. Plus, I think he's playing at a very high level. Zach Fulton, you've talked about him, kind of taking charge. Ricky Henry at guard, the Omaha Bulldog, he's kind of shooting up the charts. And then Jeff Allen, he's playing a little bit of an edge, which is great, but he's also repped at right tackle. He's played at left guard. He's shown his versatility. He can play left tackle. So those are the kind of things. Yes, this is going to be the youngest O-line in the league, but you see things every day that give you even more confidence that this group, if they stay together, could be something over time.
Yeah, and I think talking with Rodney Hudson after practice yesterday, you can kind of just see that development and how excited he is to be the guy, you know, coming into, I think it's just his fourth year, but coming into, you know, his fourth year, he knows that, you know, he has to be that guy, and he's willing to take that responsibility and be that leader along the line.
And at certain position groups, you, it's like the point guard in basketball. You want that person to be a leader. Okay, you want a catcher in baseball to be the leader. You want the quarterback, obviously, to be a leader. The Mike backer or the Will backer, like a Derek Johnson, want to be a leader. Well, in the offensive line, you'd love to have your center be that guy because he's right in the middle of everything. He barks out the line calls. And if he becomes the, I'll say alpha dog. I call Rodney the grandpa of this group because, I mean, he's the four-year guy, so he's the grizzled veteran. But don't you see where it's nice to have the center be that guy? Because he can just kind of lead them through every day in team meetings and stuff. I'm excited to see what Rodney can do, and he's athletic enough because Andy Heck and Andy Reid and Coach Chung demand a lot out of that guy. That center's got to be able to get from point A to point B to point C in a hurry.
I think it's fair to say these guys are starting to really get after it, and they're hitting each other pretty good.
Well, and I think, you know, Andy's kind of pushing him here a little bit. Let's go. And, again, it's work in progress. Let's don't jump ahead of, get too far ahead of it. But, man, you see something every day from these young guys where it does this encouraging signs.
I know it's something we're going to continue to watch here at Chiefs training camp. I'm Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.